Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. I'm your host, Mike Harrison. And as always, we're working on your financial freedom. Happy Sunday, everybody. I hope you and yours are doing well during these interesting times. And boy, do we ever live in interesting times, right? I think there was a saying that said, you should wish that you'd never live in uninteresting times. But we are definitely living in interesting times. Let's just say that. And while all that's very fascinating, many of us are not allowing the politics or the events of the day to keep us from following our personal path of independence and financial freedom. Yet, there's a lot of people out there that have just buried themselves, and they're hiding, they're doing nothing, they're basically just wishing this year would be over. I get it. In fact, Andy Webb did a show last week called The Lost Year, and I don't want that to be you. Because again, there are those of us that have not held back, we continue moving forward, and on today's show, I want you to understand what can be done in just a very short amount of time when you set your mind to it. In fact, I've got a very special person on today's show. Her and her husband are very involved in the Lifestyles community. And while they're not lead investors, they are indeed what I would call super passive investors, supers, right? So without further ado, Bethany, welcome to the show.
I'm excited to be here.
Well, I really thank you for coming on and sharing your time this morning. Why don't you take a moment and just tell us a little bit about yourself?
Sure. I am a mother of two boys that are both engineers at Texas A&M. I was in commercial insurance, and my husband, Gregor, was a veterinarian who owned his own practice in Plano, Texas. So that's kind of where we were. Both boys were teenagers when we heard about Lifestyle.
What made somebody like you and Gregor even take a look at real estate, and what led you to Lifestyles Unlimited?
We actually had two Boy Scout dads. Both my boys are Eagle Scouts. We had two Boy Scout dads that separately told Gregor about it. One is a passive, and that's all he wants to do, and the other is actually a lead investor. And they tried convincing Gregor, and Gregor was like, oh, this sounds like, you know, multi-level marketing or something. He really didn't understand.
Right.
And he actually, we needed a new television, and he was driving to Rockwall, which is a decent distance from Plano, and he had the radio show on and came home and said, we need to look into this. And that's kind of how we started.
Fantastic. So he heard about it and then listened on the radio and then told you, and then what was the next step? Did you both go to a workshop together, or did Gregor go by himself?
He actually went to a couple case studies with the lead investor who lived fairly near us.
Yeah.
And he liked that, but we were still in the baseball football world for me, and I had two kids that couldn't drive yet. So,
right.
You know, pretty much he started. And then in February of 2015, we both went to the free workshop, but we couldn't get our schedules to work until May for us to go to the 2-day. So We shipped the boys to Boy Scout camping over the weekend, and then my parents picked them up Sunday night, and we spent our date weekend at the 2-day with David Fisher.
Excellent. Okay. So that was May of 2015.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so while you're in the 2-day, obviously, we teach single family on day one and then multifamily in day two. I've got your resume in front of me. I don't see any single family homes. So what led you to multifamily?
Yeah. That was one of my big problems with it. My parents and Gregor's parents both are the ones who like bought condos and it didn't go well and all that kind of thing. So I really went into it saying, we are not doing single family. And Gregor was ready to sign up before we even took the 2-day. I mean, he was like, are you taking our checkbook? I didn't take our checkbook. but Sunday morning, David Fisher started talking about money and how it works and how things can happen and how you get quarterly distributions and all that kind of stuff. And we didn't wait till the end of Sunday before, you know, we signed up. We were ready to go.
Excellent. So that was May of 2015, yes. The two-day. And if I'm looking at your resume here, I see that your first multifamily deal that you entered as a passive was in June of 2015.
It was, yes. We pretty much jumped right in. You know, we made an appointment immediately with a mentor. Things are better now because there's a lot of stuff online that you can do.
Yeah.
Back then, there was some stuff, but not like now. So a lot of ours was like a list of reading things. And it was actually JB who did us. And, I mean, I walked out going, oh, my gosh. I mean, he had like 10 books for us to read immediately. You know, do your personal financial statement. Learn. He sent us home with like 12 pages of real estate definitions that he wanted us to memorize. I mean, we had homework. Literally, we stopped on the way home at the bookstore and bought the books.
I love it.
Were determined to do it.
Outstanding. So your first one was June of 2015, mm-hmm. six total in 2015, all passive deals.
Yes.
So initially, you had no thoughts of becoming a lead?
No, we never really did.
We're close to a break, but I just want to throw this out to the audience, Bethany, as we go into this break. You and Gregor are in a total of 36 deals now. You've had 16 that have sold. So my Aggie math.
49. I don't think you're including all the ones for Key Principal in.
Yes, I wasn't counting those. So you're in 49. You had 16 that have sold. Let's call that 65, right? If we add that. Wow, you have absolutely been busy. My friends, if you're listening to this show, if you're paying attention, Bethany and her husband, Gregor, in only 5 years, have partnered in over 60 multifamily communities. That's what you can do in a short time. That's what you can do when you don't hide because of COVID or politics, but you put your mind to a plan and you start down the path. My name is Mike Harrison. We'll be right back after a brief break. This is the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Del Wamsley talks about buying your way back from corporate America through real estate.
A massive change in my life. My personal residence I lived in was a one-bedroom condo, cost $425 a month. This covered it. My automobile car payment was only $300 a month. This covered it. I was buying my way back from corporate America. I could feel it.
Lifestyles Unlimited will teach you how to buy your way back from corporate America. Get in control. Get into our live online free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Mike Harrison. Today's show is a testimony to what someone can do in a very, very short amount of time and literally change their financial future, their financial dynamics. I have on the show today Bethany, and I consider Bethany and her husband super passives. They have participated in over 60 syndicated deals within apartment communities in only 5 years. My friends, 5 years is nothing. What are you doing today that will change your life 5 years from now? You need to start today if you haven't started. Don't hide because of COVID or Washington, D.C. or politics or Wall Street. Take charge of your own future, of your own freedom. So, Bethany, I'm going to throw the number out. If anyone has any questions, our number is 855-497-4335, 855-497-4335. You can call us right now, or you can always email me at askmike@luinc.com, askmike@luinc.com. So, Bethany, you and Gregor are 100% passive investors. What appealed to you on the passive investing versus, say, becoming a lead? Or we talked a little bit in the last segment about you knew you didn't want to do houses. So what attracted you to the passive investing side?
you know, one of the things is Gregor always worked 70 to 80 hours a week. And most of our vacations were like very long weekends. It was very difficult for him to be gone for more than a week. And even a week, most of the time, it seems like every time we were on vacation, somebody got hurt at his veterinary practice. It, you know, it's kind of one of those, you know, when the boss is away, some of the rules disappear. And, you know, my sons actually said when Gregor sold his practice and retired that we had eaten more meals together in that 1 month than they remembered eating all time. I mean, he was at dinner.
Yeah.
The first summer he retired, the month of July, I always say, he actually spent 3 nights in our bed. He went to Boy Scout camp with the youngest son. He took both boys to Colorado with Gregor's brother, so uncle, dad, and two sons, to Colorado for over a week. He came back, spent one night in our bed, and then we all went to Gulf Shores, Alabama on vacation. And there is no way that could have happened without lifestyle.
That's incredible. So what a moment when your kids say, that's the most we've ever sat down and had a meal together. I mean, that's kind of one of those staring in the mirror, holy cow, is this really how we're living our life? And then you make the change and you're able to invest in family. That's beautiful. I love it. So looking at your portfolio here, I mean, just a ton of deals. I see there's a few out of state, but mostly we're all in Texas. So tell me what you guys look for in a deal and what attracts you to the deal.
One of our big things is communication. I always say, if I don't like the person enough to go out for a fairly long dinner with them, I don't want to invest with them. I really want to feel like you're willing to get to know me, you're willing to talk to me. A lot of leads send emails explaining a deal maybe they're looking at. I mean, you can't give exact details on it, but enough to kind of get a flavor for it. Is it something you might be interested in? And I mean, I've gotten emails from people that don't make any sense at all. I mean, you're reading through it going, I have no idea what you're talking about, you know? Yeah. And you talk to them and it's obvious they really almost just consider you money, not like a partner in the deal. We don't invest with those people. So that's one of my big ones is communication. Another one is, unlike a lot of people, I think it's changed somewhat, but we really like the new and aspiring lead, someone who hasn't done a deal before or maybe has done one. We really feel like if something's going at all wrong, they're more likely to ask questions and get help right away, not wait and see if they can get through it themselves. They also tend to have more money in the deal themselves, so they're very invested in making that deal work. They also, they get a little less override, a little less money out of the deal. And so most of them need to make that deal work. It needs to work for them so they can get to the next bigger deal. And typically they're very enthusiastic. And so I just kind of feed off that. You know, it's great when they love the property and they can show it and they tell it. So that's big for us. We also, I'm a numbers person. I don't know if I said that, but I was Gregor's bookkeeper the whole time he owned his practice, so 20 years. And I was also the bookkeeper for another veterinary practice. And like I was always the treasurer on the PTA and all that kind of stuff. So I run numbers as well. A lot of passives barely open their emails from their lead investors. I actually read financials every month and look at them.
Yeah.
Trying to understand it, trying to figure out what's going on. So, you know, we do try and make sure that the deal is going to make sense. And then I think the last thing that we really look at is we really need a mix of both a value property where you expect it to go up in value quite a bit when you sell it and a yield where you're getting money coming in. You know, every quarter, typically quarterly, we get paid. That's all we've got now. You know, Gregor's no longer a practicing veterinarian. I'm no longer a bookkeeper. So this is what we live on.
This is your income right now. Not only is it your income, it's your future wealth and your retirement. So there was a lot there. I like what you said about the communication piece because, Bethany, you're right. You can tell when a lead has a lot of passion for a particular property that they found. And I don't want to use the term love, but you can sure tell when a lead is here's this property, we're first, we've got an LOI in, and this is what I like about it. And some of them will go on for a very, very long, 2 or 3 page email, essentially. I like that. That's a good point. I hadn't thought about that, that passion and that communication side. And then you did hit on something, and I want to throw this out before we go to break. The first-time lead, yes, with our rules, essentially, at Lifestyles, a first-time lead has to put a larger portion into a property than, say, a fourth or a fifth-time lead, right? Because they're essentially untested. It's new water. So you want to take down a deal, you've got more at stake, personally. And then the return for the first-time lead is less than, say, a proven lead. So that's important for our listeners to understand. It's just one of the standards that we have at Lifestyles Unlimited. And it's primarily, Dale, put those in place to protect the passive investor. So, and speaking of passive investing, my name is Mike Harrison. This is the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We'll be right back in just a moment with Bethany, Super Passive Investor.
The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Mike Harrison. If you have any questions at all about passive investing in apartment communities and in syndications that we do at Lifestyles Unlimited, now's the time to call. I have quite possibly one of the most savvy investors in the country as far as passive investing with us today, Bethany, and our number is 855-497-4335, 855-497-4335, or you can email me at askmike@luinc.com. But what Bethany and her husband, Gregor, have been able to do in just 5 years, 5 years, my friend, 5 years is a blink of an eye. Where were you 5 years ago? What were you doing? Think about that. But what Bethany and her husband have been able to accomplish in just 5 years is incredible. So, Bethany, let's get into, obviously, you and your husband were successful. He had his practice. You were involved. You were doing the bookkeeping. To go from that conventional world, right? That's the 401k world where you just feed the 401k, feed the 401k, feed the 401k, cross your fingers and hope it turns into something great in 30 years. You went from that to actually writing a check and handing it to somebody you had only known for a few weeks. What, that was surreal for me. What was it like for you, that experience the first time?
It was actually very scary. And I ended up doing it alone. Gregor had signed the paperwork and then left for Boy Scout camp, and the lead, like, was meeting me a day later, 2 days later. So I'd written out the check, and literally, I mean, I remember feeling like, am I actually going to hand it to him? I mean, I had all the signed paperwork, I had a signed check, and I kept thinking, am I really going to give this person, at that time, that deal, $50,000? Am I really going to do that?
Yeah.
And I did.
It's, It gets easier, right? I mean, you're saying, my God, this is my blood, sweat, and tears. I just met this individual a few weeks ago. I like their plan. I believe in what they're doing. But again, we feel all protected with the conventional 401k mutual fund world because these are big corporations. But many times they're the worst thing that we can be doing because they're not always most ethical in some of their actions. So we're taking an individual and kind of betting on that. We're betting on that asset.
I don't know about you, but I can remember times when I would not open our 401k statement.
Yeah, you just didn't want to see it.
Because I knew the number was not good.
Yeah, we're down 20% for the last year or something compared to that. Yeah, you never want to see that. That hurts. So you went from handing your money over in that first passive deal. Tell me about the opposite, right? How was the first check? How long did it take? And tell me about the first time you got paid.
It was about 90 days later. I think it was just under. Gregor was all excited because he was convinced that this would tell me this is going to work. Everything's great. Yeah. You know, we've made our deal. And it was for $122.50. Mm. And it was a monthly check. It wasn't a quarterly check.
Okay.
But still, I looked at it and, you know, Gregor's all excited. And I'm like, Keegan, that's our oldest boy, spent more than that on food for lunch in high school. That doesn't help us. You know, what's that going to do? And I mean, I just kind of laughed at it. He was all excited.
Yeah.
But it got much better after that. Yeah, the first check was a little bit of a disappointment for me.
You know, you didn't at the time. I'm sure you realize it now. But I would say that that lead, first of all, to pay in 90 days is incredible. Most of the time, it's at least first quarter after 6 months of seasoning, right?
Right.
So I think what that lead was really trying to do is say, hey, it's only been 90 days. Things are looking like they're supposed to look. I've got a little bit here that I can give out. I just want to wet your whistle. And that's what that lead was doing was they said, and rather than sit on it, let me give you a little something right now. And as this thing gets rolling, so
yeah,
you open the envelope and you're like, okay, $122.
Wow.
But you didn't stop.
No,
you went on.
Didn't stop.
You didn't slow down. It looks like you did a total of 6 deals from June of 2015 to the end of 2015.
Yeah. Since then, we typically do 17 to 20 deals a day. And part of us is almost 100% of whatever we make from each deal, plus our starting principal, we keep rolling. We live on the distribution. We do not touch any of the principal. And that's one reason we've gotten in so many deals. If it doubled in value, now I can get into 2 deals from that deal.
Yes.
Or 3 sometimes.
So essentially what you're saying, and I just want to kind of paint this picture for the listener, is when these properties refi or when they sell, you get a big chunk of your income back, right? I'm looking at your resume here. You've got one that sold in 1 year. It was 110% return from January 2016 to January 2017. So you're saying you and Gregor didn't go to Tahiti on that?
No, we didn't.
You keep reinvesting. John Price, he calls that seed corn, right? Don't eat your seed corn.
That's right.
So you're living on the distributions, the cash-on-cash return that comes quarterly, and then when there's a refi event or a sale, you're taking all of that and pouring it into another deal. That's what you're saying, right? Okay.
Yeah.
Beautiful. And you said you're averaging 16 to 20 deals a year at that pace now?
Yes.
That's outstanding. That is absolutely 100% outstanding. Being a lead's not easy. I mean, it's a lot of work, and I think you hit the nail on the head earlier in the last segment, especially with the new leads, the responsibility to perform alone is quite a weight on these folks. But the best leads I've found have a combination of drive and instinct, right? And just an above average ability to think creatively. Tell me what's the most deals you're in with a particular lead? Because you're in a ton of deals here.
I want to say 4. We have several that were in 3, and I think we have 2 that were in 4. And one of the things we really hope to have happen is Gregor and I bought a RV. And we would like to travel a good part of the year. Now that we have both boys at Texas A&M, you know, only the dog and the cat, you know, are responsibilities. We don't have to worry about getting kids to school or anything like that. So we felt to get in with some leads that you could call them and say, hey, I want in your deal, but I can't even download it where I am. So give me an extra day or two,
yeah,
you know, just to make sure. And you know me, we'll send money, you know, and we'll tell you right away.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think we've done a pretty good job of finding a lot of those leads. You know, people that even on something I'm kind of like, well, I don't know, I think this one's a little bit of a stretch, that I would still invest. You know, if you like it that much and you who've gone through and looked at the roof and the foundation and everything, think this is going to work, I think we'll give you money to invest.
That's important because the way we set up our, and they're essentially syndications, right? We send out a private placement memorandum. But the way it works with us at Lifestyles is these leads have skin in the game. I mean, you can get on the internet and find all the deals you want to enter with somebody that's soliciting something, but they don't necessarily have skin in the game, and that's important. Our leads are our owners is on a much greater scale than we are. So when you trust them, you know they're going to do well. Okay, we'll be right back after a short break. My name is Mike Harrison with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
One of the things I'd like to get across is that your whole life you wanted to make a change, right? But you've never had the time? This might be it, because we have online education that you can get involved in.
We're now going to bring the free workshop to the entire country and really the world. Anybody who is interested can participate in that. We're going to live stream that free workshop and have people online with you on the live stream, talking with you, answering questions, interacting. You're really going to get a great feel for the Lifestyles community from this. And you can register for that. So if you want to find out about us, this is a great way to take a look at us and what we do.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the seven principles we teach to run our businesses and provide for our families. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. That's LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the show. My name's Mike Harrison. We are talking with Bethany. And Bethany and her husband, I consider them super passive. Not just passive investors, super passive. So what do I mean by that? Well, they've participated in over 60 apartment communities as partners on these deals in just 5 years, my friends. 5 years. You can do this. You just need to start today, put one step forward, and start making solid decisions that will change your life in just a very short amount of time. So how do you get started? Well, we have free workshops, okay? We used to have to go to these in person. Now they're live streamed, all right? This is interactive. You can ask questions. You can participate with a friend, a spouse, a neighbor, and look at what we do. Look at how we make money. 5 ways on every single family home and 6 ways on every apartment community. We have 4 free workshops coming up. And where do you find those? FreeWorkshopLivestream.com. FreeWorkshopLivestream.com. Come see what we do, how we do it. And if you're interested, then you can join. And how do you join Lifestyles Unlimited? Well, FinancialFreedomLivestream.com. FinancialFreedomLivestream.com. Right now, our annual membership is only $197 if you use the promo code SAVEBIG. $197. Bethany, your first check would not have even paid for our low entrance fee to join Lifestyles Unlimited. That's funny. Your first check was only $122? Is that what you said?
I think so. At 50 cents. Yeah.
Okay. Well, you weren't discouraged, right? You didn't stop.
No.
Not only have you and Gregor participated in all these deals, you took the next step and decided to become a key principal. I've got it in 12 communities. Is that what you're, how many you're in?
We're currently in 12, yes. We've had 3 sell.
Okay, so you've had 3. So, wow. And you guys didn't waste any time. February of 2016, was that your first one?
Actually, October of 15. So one of the first ones we did.
Wow. Okay. So tell the audience what a key principle is, and then what led you and Gregor to take that next step and the additional responsibility of being a key principal?
Well, basically, a key principal is someone who signs on the loan along with the lead or syndicator. And in order to do it, the group, not just one individual person, has to have the same amount of net worth that the loan amount is. So if you're trying to get a $5 million loan, the group has to have a net worth of $5 million. You also need to have liquidity. You have to have enough cash in the bank after you make your investment in the property, typically for 10% of the loan amount. Sometimes that's different depending on the lender. And you have to make an investment in the deal. Usually, we haven't had a lot where you had a minimum amount you had to invest, but you had to invest something in the deal. And you're responsible
You know, there are most of the ones we've done a couple as guarantor where literally our net worth was truly, truly on the line. But most of the ones we've done have been just as a key principal where as long as they didn't lie, they didn't, you know, provide false information, they, et cetera, there's a list. A lot of people call them bad boy carve outs. As long as you didn't do those, they're not going to come back against your net worth for the loan. And so, you know, we've done that. We really did it in the beginning more to either really help someone that we really, really believed in or to get into a deal that really we didn't have a great chance of getting into. So many people already on their list.
Yes.
And we were the newbies. We kind of got into a couple because of that.
I got you. Well, I'm looking at a few on the list, and I'm not going to name names, but yeah, some of these are some fantastic lead investors. I know who owns a couple of these properties, and the better you are, the faster they fill up. I mean, some of these folks, they put out a letter of intent and reach out to their investors and say, hey, I'm about to enter this deal, and it's incredible. I mean, overnight, these people are getting millions of dollars committed to these deals. So
exactly.
Okay, so becoming one of the strategies was, well, if we offer to be key principals, then we'll have an opportunity to get in this deal. That's great. Yeah, that's a nice strategy. I'll have to try that one day. I'm not there yet, but I can see it, put it that way.
Well, and, you know, you also get a portion of what the lead override is. So you are getting a little extra skin in the game. Because you're putting your net worth on the line.
Certainly.
Sometimes, you know, you're like the deeper pocket. I mean, some of the leads, especially on the smaller deals, they're 35 years old and, you know, they own their house and a little money in their IRA and what they're putting into this deal. I mean, that's, you know, and maybe their cars and whatever, but I mean, not a whole lot more. So, you know, they are paying you for doing this. The best thing about it is, you know, once you've done it, you really don't have to do a whole lot extra. It's not like, you know, now you're the one that has to go out to the property and manage it or anything. You're still a passive investor.
Yes.
But I do try and make sure on those deals, I keep a little closer eye on the financials just because there are people that know that you're the key principal on the deal and you said, yes, I think this is going to be a good deal. And I don't want it to go the other way, you know.
You're right. And this is an example of something I talked about, I believe, last week, maybe the week before, where what's most important to creating wealth, is it time, is it salary, or is it credit? And Bethany, you and Gregor are using your good name, right? You're pledging your name, your faith, and your fortune into a deal. And you're saying, I'm part of this deal. I believe in it. And here's who I am as a person. Look at my credit history, look at my financial statement, and I'm going to ensure that this deal is proper and is going to perform. So another beautiful way to leverage your credit, right?
Mm-hmm. It's also a good way to learn if there is someone who has, you know, a good amount of net worth and you can help as a key principal. I mean, typically, you're the first one they ask to go out and help do due diligence where you're actually looking at the property before they've done more than make an initial offer on it before the deal's gone through. And you can, I mean, if you're interested in that, I mean, I learned a lot about breaker boxes and foundations and how much room they need to put a fence up to make it a backyard, you know, and, you know, stuff like that, that unless you're really trying, you're not going to easily learn without getting that chance.
Right. That's a great way. And we're learning as we go. And that's what makes it so much fun, right? These are things that we're never able to do with a 401k. So speaking of learning, I'm sure you have some lessons learned, right, along the way?
We do. Yes. One of the first ones, and Gregor's actually the one that started this, not me, is if either one of us says no to the deal or is really hesitant, I have a tendency to go, well, I really like them.
Yeah.
But. And when I start telling him my buts, he'll be like, that's a no. You're saying no, but you just won't say no. And sometimes it's him, but more often it's me going, well, The other thing is, if it doesn't fit into your box, if you're really looking for yield because you want your husband to retire, or you're really looking to increase your net worth, and so you're really into values, and it does not fit at all into your box. I'm not saying it's slightly out, but it's, you know, in Africa rather than, you know, in America.
Yeah.
Be willing to say no, and don't regret when others come back and say, oh my God, we doubled our money when you need a yield. Or, oh my gosh, it's paying 12% a year, but that's not what you need. You know,
yeah.
you just can't regret those that you made a choice not to go into.
That's a great point. Set your standards and live with your standards, and don't look back, right?
Yes.
What's next, Bethany? I mean, you've accomplished so much, you and Greg, are in just 5 years. What's the plan for the next 5 years?
Well, we've only been empty nesters for a week as of today. We just dropped our last one off at A&M. And COVID is kind of, I don't know, it may have to change what our goals were. Our first one was actually to move out of our big house that had rooms in that we didn't even use into something that made more sense and get a few acres. And we actually did that a year ago, a little before we had planned, found the right property and love that. Gregor loves to be outside planting trees and things like that. We want both of our kids to graduate college without any debt. So we're working hard on that to make sure that happens. We want to go on island beach vacations at least every year, hopefully twice a year. I don't know, with COVID, it may not happen this year.
Well, Bethany, you earned it. They're actually pushing us out. I want to thank you so much for being on the show. I really appreciate your time. Until next time, my name's Mike Harrison. This is the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's not about the money. It's all about the lifestyle. Happy Sunday, and make it a great day.
Listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the host, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.